Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Adam Burke, River Action, here to talk about the history of the Quad Cities, and today, Harriet Robinson. We're not sure when Ms. Robinson was born in Virginia. As a teenager, she was brought to Minnesota, where she met an older man and formed a very special relationship. She was the second wife of her husband. His first had been sold away years before. They were married by Harriet's owner, Major Taliaferro, an Indian agent. You may have guessed the name of Harriet's husband by now. He was Dred Scott, also a slave, also from Virginia. Back then, many slaves jumped over a broomstick to tie the knot. Slave marriages were not legally recognized, but Harriet pushed for a proper wedding, and some historians claim that standing before a justice of the peace to be officially married bolstered their legal case for the famous freedom suits they filed later in St. Louis. Scott's owner, John Emerson, was an army surgeon. He transferred to a station in Louisiana, but did not care for it. By the time he transferred back north again, Harriet was with child. He sent the Scots ahead to St. Louis. Having a child south of the Missouri border meant that the child would be born a slave, a condition that was widely known and discussed by slaves, masters, and free people. The river was considered neutral territory, but crossing the border north meant more. In September 1838, they left St. Louis on a small steamboat named the Gypsy, which had two compartments, one for men and one for women. There were berths in each compartment, but as a slave, Harriet may have had to make do where she could. When Harriet gave birth to their first daughter, Eliza, was she on deck or below? Was there a midwife or someone to help her? Would a pregnant slave in labor be allowed in the shared quarters of the women's compartment? And where was proud Papa Mr. Dredd? All we know is that the Scots' baby, Eliza, was born north of the Missouri border, a free baby girl on the steamboat Gypsy.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.